It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Crystal Brigman Mahaney.
Today, our guest is Dan Prater, Executive Director of the Center for Nonprofit Leadership at Drury University and co-chair for Nonprofit Missouri. He joins us today to talk about the nonprofit industry and research in the area. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dan.
Thanks for the invitation.
So, Dan, I know that you have been for a long time doing research into the nonprofit industry. Why don't you just start to tell us about that?
I wanted to do research for a couple reasons. Number one is we want people to operate on evidence, not anecdotal information. So to do that, you know, you're going to have to explore. We wanted to help policymakers make decisions based on fact, not on anecdotal information. And we wanted to inform the general public about our causes. So we try to do one or two studies a year.
And the studies that you all do, is that research, is it for around the nation, the region?
We try to keep all of our research locally based because there are other resources in other parts of the country, and we don't need to duplicate what they're doing. And we really want to study issues here so that for the nonprofits, in some cases, might even reshape their programming to say, well, this is new information that tells us something. So we're doing that. And we also are going to work in conjunction with other resources that are in the community, like the Community Focus Report. We're not going to duplicate what they do, but we might build upon or complement the work that they're doing as well.
What is some research that you have done up to this point, and what have some of your findings been?
Last year, we released two studies. We released a study on volunteerism, and we released a study on congregations of Green and Christian counties. So the volunteerism study, we did find that women, of course, volunteer more frequently than men. That was expected. But we did find some interesting things. One of the things that we ask is, why do you volunteer? Did you grow up in a home where your parents modeled that behavior? And we even broke it down by demographic and even zip code. So we could tell you which part of Springfield is more likely to volunteer than others. So some of the conclusions that we found were expected. The higher the level of education, the more likely to volunteer. We did find one fact that wasn't so good is that the minority population in Springfield is grossly underrepresented in formal volunteer organizations. Now, I do think it's important to note that that doesn't mean they are not volunteering. They are active, but that's not their formal organizations. And actually, when we reported this, we encouraged the organizations to be better at communicating the opportunities for those in different population groups, racial and ethnic groups, to say, here's how you could fit in. We also found that men are volunteering less frequent as women, but they volunteer longer. So if you want a long-tenured volunteer, you would seek out a man rather than a woman.
Now that you have these findings on volunteerism, what do you hope comes from those findings? How do you hope that people use this research?
Well, there have been a lot of organizations who sort of model. One of the other things we found which has helped the nonprofits is the millennials especially, but maybe the general population, is less interested in long-term commitments now. They want episodic volunteering. So a lot of the organizations did not have any episodic opportunities. So we have here the Day of Caring and other things where people love to come out in force for one day and do something. So we encourage them to shape that and possibly create opportunities for people that way.
What did your research find whenever you were looking into the Green and Christian County congregations and their volunteerism?
Well, one thing we found is that almost every congregation is doing something beyond their four walls. Whether it be a food pantry or clothing giveaway or a recovery program for substance abuse or something, I believe it was like 97% were doing something. We did find and expected that the larger the congregation, the more involved they would be in the community. That doesn't mean that they cared more, but they had more resources. So that there's the correlation there. So we actually had something really great that came from that as a follow-up. We did actually do a program where we invited every leader of every church to come, and we brought them in a room, and then we broke them into groups and talked about the major issues from panhandling to poverty to homelessness to abuse. And then we looked at them and said, what are you doing to address this? And we helped pair them up with others who might have more resources, and then they're working collectively to address those. And if you would allow me to back up, I did want to say one other thing that I missed on the volunteer thing. Actually, the city of Springfield is doing something in response to the volunteer study. And I don't know if you've heard this, but my buddy Greg Burris at the city called me several months ago and said, I have an idea and I'd like to bounce it off of you because of the volunteerism study. Is there a way that we could create a program that would capture people who are about to retire or have just retired and put them into a program where we show them the different nonprofit opportunities and then actually have them sign up to use their expertise instead of going home and sitting in a rocking chair and watching miserable daytime TV? You can actually do something that will keep you engaged in the world. So the program is in its infancy stages, but it's going to be, you're going to be hearing about it in the community a lot more. It's called Give Five.
Give Five.
Give Five, yeah. So the city is leading that charge.
And do you know how people can find out about this Give Five program, be they nonprofits or pre-retirees?
Yeah, at this point, we're just discussing what that would look like. We don't actually have that website or anything set up. Actually, we just had a meeting with some Missouri State professors to talk about some better and efficient ways of recruiting and measuring the impact of that work.
What future research do you hope to do, or where do you see the gaps in research in terms of volunteerism or nonprofits right now?
We have one study that's happening right now, and it's not as large as these, but it's what are the legal issues of nonprofits? So what are the times when they need legal help? But what I really wanted to know is, do they just bring attorneys on their board and ask them for free help? Because if they do, then what kind of problem does that create for, say, a family court attorney who's asking about corporate issues? So we, in our process, have done focus groups with not just the nonprofits, but actually attorneys in town to ask them. So that's one study. And then another study we're actually talking and possibly going to do with Missouri State jointly is a study on corporate social responsibility. What do companies do and how are they engaging? And do they do it as a marketing strategy? Do they do it because it builds employee loyalty and brand retention? What are their motives and what are their different levels they're doing it? And we're doing this because we know a lot of companies do, but we hope that maybe some smaller or companies that aren't engaged would look at that and go, well, we've never really thought about being involved in community issues, but this could be a really good thing for our company. So we hope with a study like that that it will actually increase engagement from for-profit companies, because the truth is our work requires everybody. We can't do it alone.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us again today on the program.
Thank you.
You've just heard our guest, Dan Prater, Jury's Center for Nonprofit Leadership, talking about recent research on volunteerism in the area. Making Democracy Work is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. As always, you can listen and share this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series anytime at ksmu.org.